memories, reflections on playing for Chip and the relationship that you have with him? How would you describe it?
You know, it was a very strong one to this day. When I came into Chip's program, I was at a point in my life where I could go two directions, one of two directions, and Chip was very, very important in helping me find my way down the right path, and as a football coach and as a man.
When you say two directions, do you mean just what sport or you were going at, or just where you were in life? Or?
Just in life.
And how did Chip help you find that the right direction?
Just somebody who puts great emphasis on who you are as a man. Obviously, it's a good thing if you can block an inside zone to the right on a read option, but it's another thing when you're doing the right kind of things off the field as well.
Kyle, you've obviously played for Chip, and now you're playing for like another guy who's known as an offensive innovator in Mark Trestman. I was wondering if you can kind of describe what it's like playing for these guys, like, you know, their offensive schemes and what that's like.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest difference right now is we huddle and there's no music in practice. And, you know, beside that, I feel like there's a lot of similarities in the things that they preach and the kind of team that they want to have and the kind of team that they're developing. I know Coach has had great success in Philadelphia, and the guys have responded really well, as we all thought they would. Those of us who have played for Chip understand the kind of person he is and the kind of coach he is. But here in Chicago, it's been a great transition as well under a new regime. Really enjoying it. And, you know, I've been very blessed to have two very bright offensive coaches and had other great coaches around them.
How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, you know, I don't think Coach Trestman has the Northeast accent. I think that, you know, Coach Kelly is, it's like, you know, Coach Kelly's like an uncle to me. You know, he almost seems like one of my relatives. So it was a different kind of dynamic that we had. And I feel like Coach Trestman and I are really building a relationship. But in terms of day-to-day, there's a lot of consistency. And that's what really made me love Coach Kelly and his program. And that's what I love about Mark Trestman and what he's doing here, the consistency. You know what you're going to be doing every day at any hour of the day.
Is your brain getting picked over there, Kyle, not just for this week and this matchup, but just for, you know, there's a lot made of the way that Chip runs an organization and kind of the new wave methods that he utilizes. You get asked about that a lot?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Kyle, did you go to Oregon and to play for Chip because you felt he was a guy who was going to, as you said, pull you in the right direction, or is that just something that happened after you went to Oregon? And
I went to Oregon because Coach Kelly was one of the few people in the game of football that were less concerned with my last name, my father, my older brother, and they saw raw talent in myself. And he said, look, we're going to bring you – he said, if you want to do it, we're going to bring you in. You're not going to be guaranteed a starting spot. You're not going to be guaranteed anything because your last name. And, you know, my ears perked up. I love to hear that. I like to earn things on my own, and I feel like Coach Kelly made me earn everything that I got there. And it probably it's made me a better man and, you know, a better competitor because of that.
Hey, but Kyle, because of your father, because of your brother, you've been exposed to a lot of football throughout your life. And what differentiates Chip from a typical coach or from most coaches you've met?
Look, the misconception that I've been around football. The misconception that I've immersed myself in football for as long as I've been around it is furthest thing from the truth. I was not concerned with football until I was about 17. So, I mean, I've had my high school coach, my junior college coach, and Trestman and Coach Kelly. Those are my four coaches. And I've been very blessed to have players' coaches, just great guys. But, you know, I couldn't really speak to the differences between any other coaches because I haven't had a lot of experience.
What made you so confident that Kelly would have success on the NFL level? You said from being around them, you guys kind of knew –
you all know. What about him made you have that confidence?
I know he got my blood going on Saturday, and he got everybody else's. But when you're running out of the tunnel and you're playing under Coach Kelly, there's not a guy that's not fired up that wouldn't put it out on the line for you.
When you look at this Bears offense that you guys got, do you see similarities, not necessarily in the way things are run, but just the fact that, like, you know, you guys have so many different weapons on offense that you can use?
Similarities between?
Just from the sense that there are, like, so many different offensive weapons, it seems like, you know, which is something that he's tried to do here with the Eagles.
So we're talking in comparison with the Eagles and the Bears, not Oregon and the Bears. Okay. Well, yeah, obviously, you know, with all those tight ends you guys got and with the receivers and the guys who can catch the ball out of the backfield with LeSean and Deshaun, some incredible athletes. And I know that Chip loves it up there because he can spread the ball out, spread the wealth, and let the guys make plays and get that yards after catch. But I feel like we can do a similar thing here. Obviously, we got the monsters of the Midway with Alshon and Martellus and Brandon. And Matt Forte, who's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, in the game, being able to get the ball and make things happen. You know, it'll be a lot of fun to watch for, you know, high school and college offensive coaches who are watching both these offenses go to work on Saturday.
Now, I know you're focusing on the Eagles' defense this week, but I'm sure you've seen the Eagles at least some. Is what they're doing on both sides of the ball similar to what you guys did at Oregon?
I'll tell you what, man. I watched the debut at the beginning of the year, and the first drive, I'm sitting there, I'm calling out play calls, man. It's fun to watch. You know, your hairs sit up on the back of your neck. It brings you back to Oregon, and they're going fast, and they're going fast, fast, fast. It's a lot of fun to watch. But you know, this week I'll be on the other team, so I'm rooting for my guys.
Big thing here is the sports science element and the training and what's kind of going on behind the scenes. Was that an emphasis at Oregon as well?
Yeah, James Harris. I'm sure you guys know James. Is somebody that has changed the way that I look at what you do when you go home after work, what you put in your body, the amount of sleep you get, you know, the routine that you develop throughout the week. And your diet, that's something that I took with me here. It's something that they preach here as well. But I really feel like James Harris is the guy that deserves all the credit for bringing over easy ways to do that for guys who don't have a ton of time after work to be able to work on that kind of stuff.
Did you have any doubts that Chip could get veteran players to buy into that at this level?
You know, not really. Like I said, Chip is he's the mastermind behind this whole thing. So, you know, step one is getting people on the ship. Step two is getting it moving. And I feel like you can't get the guys going fast unless they're convinced to do so. And after seeing that first week's game, I was like, well, he's got it figured out.
How would you describe a Chip Kelly player?
A Chip Kelly play?
A Chip Kelly player, someone who can play and succeed for Chip.
Somebody that's willing to put it on the line for the guy to the right or the left of him. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are on the field. You know, you want to know your assignment. You want to be able to execute your assignment. You want to be able to finish. I feel like, you know, in order to be in the NFL, you have to be a guy that's a Chip Kelly kind of guy, because you can't get here unless you've worked hard and you put it all on the line.
Are you surprised at all that Nick is having the kind of success that he is in this offense, or did you, you know something a little bit more about it that led you to believe that maybe it wasn't all just about a running quarterback with you?
Well, obviously they had you know, a good problem in having two quarterbacks. You know, obviously Michael's extremely talented, but I just know that Nick throws the ball so well, makes such good decisions. The name of the game in this league is keeping possession of the ball and not giving it to the other team. And, boy, what a tremendous job Nick's done. It's been a lot of fun to watch him, especially earlier this year when I was watching Marcus Mariota. Both these quarterbacks are without, you know, were without interception for a while. And, you know, that was fun to watch. As a fan of Chip, I've obviously watched some Eagles games. So,
Kyle, how did Coach Trestman handle your quarterback situation there in Chicago?
You know, he stuck to his word. we knew that when Jay was back, when Jay was able to get back on the field, he would be back on the field, and that's what we were told the entire time. And when the time came, Jay came back out, and we got a big win last week, so we're excited to get him back out there.
Kyle, what do you when you look at the Eagles' defensive line, what stands out?
Just the athleticism and the multiple fronts you can get. You know, these guys are everywhere. Three technique, four eye, wide nine, everywhere. On any given play, the D-tackle could be somewhere else. DN could be wide. You got to be on your toes.
You mentioned the practices, how they're different and all that kind of thing. What's that like coming out of the Kelly program and adjusting to something totally different?
I'll tell you what, man. It was a pleasure to be able to have those kind of practices because I'm a high-energy kind of guy, and I like flying around. I like the music. But it has taken some getting used to. You know, although we do practice with great tempo here in Chicago, without the music, without that kind of stuff, there are those periods where you got to kind of hone in and focus, and I've been able to develop that ability as the season's gone on. But, you know, both styles of practice I do enjoy.
Your favorite story from your time with Chip?
Chip made blocking on a screenplay very easy for me when he explained it. He called Colt Lyerla and I over. We had botched a screen in practice, and he called me over. He took out his piece of paper, and he said, look, here's a box of pizza. He drew a square with a circle in it. He said, here's a pizza box. There's a pizza in it. I'm about to cut the pizza into two slices. He said, Colt, this is your slice. Kyle just ate it. What are you going to do? Are you going to complain about it, or are you going to take Kyle's slice? And that's how he explained blocking to me, you know, the most dangerous man concept. If, say, I block him, then you pick up my guy, and so on and so forth. But that's just a small example of how the hell does he think about this? You know,
what's your favorite Chipism, if you will, like thing that he says something that he says repeatedly?
I mean, something that I say to myself walking up to the line of scrimmage that I'll never forget that I got from Chip is, you know, the fast, hard finish. You know, it may be play 15 and it's 6 degrees here at Soldier Field with the, you know, wind chill negative 15 and fast, hard finish, man. Who's going to be the one that's going to finish? And you can take pride in that and you can rest on that at the end of the day.